name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is June 27th, year 2010. It's the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, and in the feast day of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in the United States of America. I hate to use that word in tandem with our Blessed Mother, but she's going to be crushing this harlot very shortly. Hate it. Anyway, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of
our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
All right, this sermon is going to deal with obeying Caesar and all things that are not sinful and all things that are possible. Those are we obey Caesar, whoever the government is, and all things that are not sinful and all things that are possible. If he tries to tell you to do something that's impossible, I can't obey it. It's impossible. Like paying for some type of health insurance that you have no money for. Or like we were just talking about that before. But we're, in relation to that, we're going to talk about driving laws, about cars and driving. And two of the brothers are 16 this year, and they're on the verge of getting their driver's licenses soon. And one of the brothers just asked me, can you give a little lecture on what are the rules, driving laws of the United States? And particularly, you have to look at each state because each state has different rules and has different laws regarding driving your car or a truck. And basically, you obey all the rules, really, unless they're sinful. It's really very simple. But sometimes people, when I grew up in the Northeast, everything is fast. You always go 5-10 miles over this limit. So in New Jersey, they even lowered it, though, down to 55 miles an hour, which I think is too low. That's ridiculous. But they did do that. But everybody, it's a standard almost thing like, well, you always go 10 miles over. Because you're breaking the law. You really are. You still are. Because that's not the law. Now, that might be a custom, but that's not the way the law says it. And the guy can still pull you over and give you a ticket. And the only time you can go over the speeding limit is when you're passing somebody. When you got to go around them, you're allowed to do that. That's in the law. But not maintain that speed. Because I know, I lived in New Jersey a lot of times. I was pretty good, though, with the laws. I went over maybe 5 miles, and maybe you get away with that, and they don't pull you over. But that's still breaking the law. You're opening yourself up for being pulled over, too. Especially like here through town. When you go through town, it says 25 miles an hour. And I do like that rule. We go so slow that we even have to stop for people when they cross the street. And where I am now in the Southwest, everything's a lot slower. But if you start going a little bit faster, they can pull you over and give you a ticket, and you have no right to complain. You can say, I was only going 28 or 29. Yeah, but look at the speed limit. It says 25, knucklehead. I'm going to give it to you. Now, you watch people who obey the speeding laws. They don't get speeding tickets. They don't because they don't speed. So really, I know that a lot of times we get into the habit. I was that way when I was in the Northeast. I was about probably a guy who would go over 5 miles or something. But there was a point when I was converting, even when I started obeying all the laws, I did. God showed me. He says, that's the law, obey it. Now, my point is this. You can sit down and say, well, I can get to point A and point B faster. And let's take, for instance, the law in New Mexico, which I think is a good law, 75 miles per hour speed limit. That's good. But even if I was in New Jersey, then I can only go 55. That's the law. I got to abide by the law, unless it's sinful or impossible to keep. Now, what's the point? Let's make a difference. Some people say, well, I can get there faster. But if you're going from here to Las Cruces, which is 75 miles away, and let's say the speed limit was 60 miles per hour, you would get down there in 75 minutes. But if you went 15 miles over the speed limit, you would get there in 15 minutes less, I think, in an hour. So what are you saving? 15 minutes. So what are we talking about? Leave the house 15 minutes earlier if it was 60 miles per hour. Just look at your watch and leave a little bit earlier. In other words, because sometimes that gets to no end. People start getting crazier and crazier. But you have to obey Caesar because really God looks at that as a sin. It is a sin. It's at least a venial sin. It could lead to bigger sins. But one of the true statements is if you start going over a speed limit, St. Christopher leaves the car. He's no longer there to help you. It is important because they're going to look at these Catholics and they're going to see that we're disdainers of law. Because when you keep the just laws of Caesar, even if they're a little bit stringent, you know, they look up to you in a sense. Hey, these Catholics, you know, they're not anarchists. They're not rebellious patriot people that want to go in and say, I want my own way. I don't care what the government says at all. Well, a lot of times what they say usually is pretty good in the sense of speeding, you know, stopping on red and all that. They're, because people care about their own physical lives, so they put laws in there that protect physical life for the most part. But let's say they come up with a law like the seatbelt law, which a lot of people disagree with. But big deal, who cares? Now, it's a law. You got to wear the seatbelt. And why do you got it? Because it's the law. Now, people might come out and say, like I did in the beginning, because I was one of these guys in the beginning. I'll give you an example. One of my friends in New Jersey was driving, and he probably was speeding, but I don't know about that. But he went around a turn, and he went off the road, and his car went over a cliff. But he, when he went out, the jolt knocked him out of the car. He flew out of the car, and his shoes stayed in there. He came out of the car, and his car went over. Now, if he had a seatbelt on, you could say he would have died. Because you would have went over the cliff with the car, and I'm stuck in the car. Well, you hear a lot of arguments about that. And yeah, there probably is some things where a seatbelt could kill you. But then there's probably a lot of things where a seatbelt could save you. But that doesn't matter to us Catholics. Why? Because God is with us. What do we care? If God sees you obeying the law and you're wearing the seatbelt, He's going to protect you because you're obeying Caesar. And I'll go as far as to say this. Even if, let's say, wearing a seatbelt was even really more safer or something, but you're not wearing a seatbelt, God's going to let you get killed or He's going to hurt you because you're not obeying Caesar. My point is, well, look, people judge things, but it breeds rebellion. It really does. We have to all realize we grew up in a country that really supports breaking laws. It really does. I mean, we used to copy VCRs, copyright violations. Oh, everyone knows that. Everyone does that. Yeah, everyone steals. Look at the police department. Look at the Fed Reserve. Look at the presidents. They all lie. This whole country's built on lies. But if we obey the just laws of the road, God will be with us. If we don't, God will go against us. You can only get away with that so often. And then God's going to start punishing you in some way or another. My point is, how much of in a hurry are you anyway? If you want to get there 15 minutes earlier, leave 15 minutes earlier from your house. Just leave 15 minutes earlier. Because then you get the next guy, he wants to get there even faster, and he goes 100 miles an hour. And then there does become a point where it becomes dangerous. There is a limit. You know, because you even know that when you're going over a certain speed, if you ever do get to an accident, it's doomsday. Your whole car is going to explode, you know, unless you're driving in a tank or something, where then they got to put armor on the thing. There is a point where a lot of times these laws are done for a reason. But no matter what the law is, because these brothers are going to be getting their licenses, now you abide by the law. That means in New Mexico, 75 miles an hour and you don't go over it unless you're passing a guy. If you're passing a guy, you can go up to 80, 85, depending on how fast you got to go to get around the guy. And then you go back down to 75 or below. But you don't go above 75. If you're going through town and it says 25, I do that here. 25. And then when you get to that turn where it says 35, I wait till I get to that sign, then I go 35. And then when you get right up to the top, it says 40, I go 40. I follow the rule. And I have no tickets. I hardly got any tickets anyway because I was pretty good with rule laws. Except I did go 5 miles over, which they never usually pull you over on that, but they could. And I did get pulled over once because of that. And then what am I going to say to the cop? He's right. We caught you. It's a 60 mile. You're going 60. Oh, I was only going 63. I only broke one of God's commandments. I only committed adultery once. It all amounts to the same thing. Adam and Eve only ate an apple. But it was disobedience to God's commandment. Disobedience to Caesar too will get you in trouble with God. Because that can get out of hand. Then you get one brother that's out, he's going 100 miles an hour. He's going 90. One guy's going 95, you know. You don't need to be that going that. Whatever the law is. But if you were going 100 in Europe and that's the law, you're not breaking the law. You see, you can abide by that law. I don't agree with that law, but you can abide. I might tell the Catholics, be careful. That's a little bit dangerous, you know. A religious leader can impose other laws. You can go less. So in regards to stopping at red lights, follow the law. In New Jersey, too, that's one thing. I did get into a bad habit at one point where I did used to stop. When we were crazy in high school, we did crazy things. You'd stop at the light and you would go through if no one's there. A red light. You can't do that. That's wrong. You stop at the red light unless it's broken. You know, if you stop at a red light and it's obviously broken and you're there for like a half hour, or 10 to 15 minutes, you go through the light. But it's not hard. Even the seatbelt law, you really got to be careful. Some people make such a stink over the seatbelt law, and you get back and you go, what's the deal? This is patriot Americanism. Oh, no one's going to tell me what to do. Oh, they're going to tell me I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this. We all got to watch it. We've been brainwashed with this in this country to disobey things because we, the people, can do whatever we want. Now, you can argue about the seatbelt all till you're blue in the face. If you believe God is with you, it's not something sinful. You can make an argument on both cases that it can save more than it can hurt. Or you can even say, maybe I think it's even more dangerous. But God is with you. And if you don't wear the seatbelt, God's not with you. And things are going to happen in your life where you're going to start falling away from God a little bit at a time till it starts piling up. And then you may wonder even in your own life, why am I not overcoming certain sins or faults even, or venial sins, because you're continuing to do something and you're breaking one or more of God's laws. And His law is obey Caesar. And all things are not sinful. You go through town here and you're going like 30 miles, sometimes very rare. But I'll catch myself, I'm not looking at the speedometer, very rare it happens, and I go, oh, I'm 30, back it down to 25. And then your angel will protect you because you didn't mean it, and God will be with you. But this is the thing that they may be watching on you. But I follow the law. It's not sinful, and it's not impossible. That's really the basic thing when it comes to Caesar. Why open yourself up to getting a ticket? Why open yourself up? First of all, that's not the first reason, though, because you'd be violating God's law by not obeying the laws of the state. And they'd say, these Catholics are a bunch of renegades, and if we're going to try to go out and convert these Protestant rebels who, I mean, even Salem, being a cop, he could tell you. He had laws. He had to enforce them. If he pulled a guy over and he was going fast, well, what's he going to say? Pal, you're breaking the law. What do you want me to tell you? I got to give you a ticket. Yeah, sometimes even a cop may let you go a little bit and give you a warning and say, don't do it again. But the law is the law. You, even cops, even though we talk about how there's some corrupt cops, but the hierarchy is more corrupt than the cops even. I always respected cops. Totally respected cops. I had a lot of friends that were cops. They're doing a job out there. Even though they might not be 100%, there's a purpose for cops. That's law and order, or we're going to have a system and country of chaos. Maybe you got corruption you got to fight against. They're not as good as they should be. But we don't want to be given a bad impression that us Catholics are rebels and that we don't obey laws of the state. I was just reading today in the Book of Maccabees how they were praying for all their leaders. They were praying for the Romans, the pagan Romans and the pagan Spartans. And they said, we're praying for the leaders and we're praying for the good of the state. But that, so these brothers, and that's for all of us who drive. This is not just for the kids who are getting their licenses now. But we're talking about obeying all the just laws that are not sinful and not impossible. They now allow you to turn on the red. Then you can turn on the red. A couple years ago, you couldn't turn on the red. You can't turn on the red. When I was in New Jersey, you had to go 55 miles an hour, which I thought was kind of low. Then you got to go 5 miles an hour, and you got to leave earlier. That's what you got to do. But in regards to even stop signs, you can overdo it too. You know, I mean, a stop sign, you stop, you go. You can be overly scrupulous, you know. And but keeping the law is the law. When it means stop sign, it doesn't mean stop there for 5 minutes. You stop, you look, and you go. The ways where I came from, at least, are more tend to want to go fast, break these laws in the Northeast. But I think that's common wherever you go, almost people. Except for down south, though, they don't like that. And they were right about this. They hate it when the Northerners would go through the South to go to Florida, because a lot of the people from New Jersey, New York would pass through Alabama and South Carolina and North Carolina to get to Florida. And I don't blame them in this respect. The Southerners couldn't stand it because we'd be speeding, we'd be violating their laws, and show disregard. As Catholics, we don't want to scandalize people. We don't want to break what God's laws are. But is there any other laws, Brother Ryan, that you had in mind that you wanted to bring up, or anybody has any questions on this topic? But it is important, because it's one of those small, big things that will get you down the line sooner or later. Yeah.
And also on obeying the laws, you know, the immigration and border patrolmen.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans, they come.
Look at them. No law.
They catch them. And they said, it's my job, I have to send them back.
Exactly, and they have to. Yeah, well, look at the ultimate end of anarchy. You got these illegal... Now, I know the United States is being punished, but law is law. These immigrants, these illegal immigrants, are out in the open protesting about... They got to show a card that they're going to be shipped back to Mexico. No kidding! You're in here illegally. What's going on in this country? You want to talk about anarchy and chaos, and even this goofball liberal president is against it. You want these people to come over the border with no laws? Do you got a law or don't you got a law? Is there a difference between a citizen and an illegal immigrant and one who goes through the legal process? If you don't abide by your laws, then everything stinks. Let's all break laws. And this country is built upon breaking laws. It's outrageous. These stupid Mexicans that are in here saying it's racial profiling. Wait a second. They act like it's prejudiced. Prejudiced? You're coming from Mexico. I'm not going to get a Canadian or an Englishman. He doesn't live in Mexico. It has nothing to do with being prejudiced or racial profiling in the sense where you're... are some people prejudiced against Spanish? Yes, that's another issue. But let's stick with the main issue of illegal immigration from Mexico. Look what's going on in this country. This law is being broken so badly that people are out in the open professing themselves to be illegal immigrants on TV and because their rights are being taken away. And these stupid liberals are supporting it. What kind of a law do you have like that? What kind of a border guard could you be when you want to do your job the way you're supposed to do it, and these guys keep coming back over the border because there's no proper punishments. And they're making it like you're doing something that's against these Mexicans. And I say to these Mexicans, you're stupid, you dumb Mexicans. Why do you want to come to the United States? The United States is worse than Mexico. The United States is the harlot. You want to come here because you're greedy. You want to come here because you're materialistic. You want to come here because you're pagans. And you want to have the luxuries of this stinking harlot country. This country's worse poison to you than Mexico. Stay in Mexico on your chicken farm. Stay on there with your simple life. You have a better chance of saving your soul than coming to this rotten country. They're being lured like all our parents did from Europe because of the golden calf. But look at the way those laws are. And they complain when the guy in Arizona, the governor in Arizona says, we got to do something about this. What's the problem with going up and asking Mexicans, do you have a license? Are you here legal? What's the problem? If I'm not breaking any law, I'm going to show my license. If I'm breaking the law, then I got a problem, don't I? That means these other Mexicans, see, this whole country breeds rebellion. They make laws that they don't enforce. They purposely break laws and allow people to break the laws and go unpunished or be punished insufficiently. It's beyond my mind when I can look at something on TV and I go, wait a second. I just saw 10 illegal immigrants marching on Washington. Go arrest them. Lock them up. Get them out of the country. What's going on here? You know? So this is just part of the horrible system in the United States of law breaking. And anything ends up turning into anarchy. All right, now, is there any questions on the driver?
I'm just wondering about driving too slow.
Yeah, there's laws against that, too. You'll find out. Not all of the highways have them posted, but I think they'll tell you like 20 miles or 30 miles below whatever the limit is would be too slow. But anything within that limit where you do go a little bit slower, if they have a 2 or 3 lane highway, they tell you to get over to the right-hand side. But even in the right-hand lane, which is the slow lane, you even have a limit. If you go too slow, unless it's an emergency, your car's breaking down, your car's overheating, a truck is carrying a really big load, then he puts blinkers on. But there is a limit. If you go too slow, you're off the highway, you'll get a ticket. And that's a good law. Somebody's going to come right up behind you, you're going to mess everything up. Now, I think the limit is in some places you drive through, they will tell you even, 75-40, 75-35. They'll tell you. You can't go below 35 miles an hour. But if they don't tell you, it's still, and I think in all the states have it at least, they'll tell you if you're going below 40 miles or 35 or 40 miles, interstate, 45. Brother Nicholas says if you're going 45 miles below the speed limit in an interstate, you can get a ticket. And you deserve one too, unless it's an emergency. Your car is a truck going up a hill and he puts his blinkers on, or you're overheating and your car's breaking down. A good cop will not give you a ticket for that. He'll just tell you to pull over and get towed, or help you get if it's a truck going up a hill. But you could get a ticket, yes, for going too slow. But you don't usually have that problem. Unless it's the car. You don't usually have that problem, but you could get some stubborn people that do that on purpose to make your life miserable, but if it's too slow, they're going to get in trouble. But that's why you have passing lanes and all that. Yeah, when you have your own radar to catch them. Yeah, the people, they'd have radar in their own car and say, hey, we're under radar, now we got to go to limit. Then as soon as they pass the radar, they speed up again. Truckers do that because they got to be on time. This country, fast, fast, go, bubba, got to go, got to go, got to go, got to get there, got to get there, got to go, 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 go. But you can call up look up the Colorado law. I mean, Brother Salem, when he was in Baltimore, I don't know if they had, he didn't probably usually run into that problem,
yeah,
going slow.
Nowadays, going too slow could get you a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, right. That's about it. But there's usually very few people are doing that. It's usually fast, but there is a limit to going too slow. Yeah, if your car is incapable of it, you have to have a certain blinkers and you got to warn the people. Then the cop will let you get it. Put the blinkers on, let them know. that, you know, there's something wrong with your car can't go down this. But if it's really too slow perpetually, you can say, stay off this highway or stay off this road. Putting on blinkers when you turn, making sure you have brake lights, all that stuff. These are the rules, and they're all made for safety. So you got to keep the rules. Maybe if your light's out for a while and it's broken, well, get it fixed. You know, even maybe a cop might give you a break on that. And you say, officer, I didn't know it was broken, or go get it fixed, and get it fixed. You know, blinker lights, brake lights, these are all good rules. Anyway, even if it was a rule that wasn't sinful or not bad or good, you still got to keep it. As long as it's not sinful or impossible. That's a good rule to go by. All right. And as that is, there any other questions on that? You look at people that are getting a lot of tickets, as any policeman will tell you, it's because he's consistently going over the speed limit and breaking the laws. So what they're saying is stop going over the speed limit and you're not going to get no more tickets. I had friends like that. We had friends. The friends that kept the laws didn't get the tickets. The friends that sped, they got the tickets. They were wise guys. They thought they can get under the radar. They thought they can do this. They got all the contraptions. But guess what? They got the tickets and they got the points. I had other friends that kept the laws. They got no tickets. Put two and two together. The other thing I wanted to say was even if a cop pulled you over and you weren't breaking the law and he had it out for you, let's say he just doesn't like you. It's a personality conflict. He wants to come after you. And the cop really wasn't correct in what he did. You still have to be respectful that a cop, officer, what did I do? I'm sorry. Because if you get nasty with that police officer, first of all, he doesn't like you, right? He is wrong, let's say. He doesn't like you. He's going to give you one ticket. You want to get nasty with him? He's going to give you three tickets. And he may take you into the prison house. You ain't going to win. But it's the point of Catholic, the way Catholics behave to somebody who's not just in the beginning. You want to try to defuse him. You don't want to be like him. You don't. Our Lord said in today's God, you don't return evil for evil. Or he wants to come over and be nasty. I always was respectful for always. Oh, officer, I'm sorry. What did I do? Was I going to? I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I really. You know, I had a few friends. One friend, that was disrespectful to police officers. Well, I punch his head out. You know, we team up on him. What are you crazy? He'd yell out the window at the cop. He'd get pulled over, and he was a wise guy. He was caught breaking the law, and he would mouth off to the cop. I never liked that, and most of my friends didn't like that. He was one of the only ones sort of did stuff like that. And I never liked. After that cop was gone, we give that friend of mine a beating. You do that again when you're in the car, not when I'm in the car.
Because if you got a problem, go tell the cop. Since you can plead guilty. I mean,
yeah, when you go to the court.
You can do it there.
That's right. Exactly what he's saying here too, Brother Sam, who was a police officer in Baltimore. You could go to court. There's a legitimate process in which you can go against the bad cop. If he keeps harassing you and pulling you over, take him to the judge, and then they're going to say, look, obviously there's a personality conflict. Stay away from this guy. Let another cop catch him if he's doing something wrong. They come up with rules. Now, if the cop comes out and then he starts really roughing you up, doing something. Look, you want to talk about another thing. And I'm glad we kept this on for a minute. That guy Rodney King, right? The big speeder in California. He was speeding, I don't know for how long. Do you know that a speeding car, when you're running away from cops and cops are chasing you, and you're at a high speed chase, do you realize that your car is a bullet? Your car is a bullet you let loose that if it hits anybody, you're going to kill them. It's a deadly weapon. That Rodney King could have killed anybody. Anybody, and he was running from cops, caused the cops to have to go after him at high speed. So that when the cops caught that guy, they rightly beat the hell out of him. And they didn't kill him. He's still alive. If a kid deserves a beating when he's bad, so do adults when they're bad. And my point is they made a big stink out of that. But who broke the law? I grew up with cops in New York. A lot of times when they would get these guys breaking the law, because the justice system would not penalize these guys or throw them in jail, they'd give them a beating. They didn't kill them, they didn't hurt them, or they didn't maim them. I'm not talking about maiming or cutting off a leg or an arm. The law is, you got to go to a judge for that to happen or to take his life. But give him a sound beating. Club him a couple times. Beat him up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. That man showed utter disrespect for the law, and he could have killed anybody. All right, and what he was doing, and everybody turned that guy into a hero, and you know that's the only thing that's keep people in check when they get a sound beating, and it doesn't. I'm not talking about maiming them or killing them. The state needs to do that. You would need to bring the guy to the state. The judge has to come in and say, all right, we got a problem here with this guy. He's a perpetual violator. He almost killed people. Let's chop off one of his hands, cut off some of his fingers. You know, put a lock on his car. Whatever you want to do. But as far as you're a police officer out there, and a guy does something like that, he does deserve a beating. I'm sorry. You know, we're at the point where they're going to tell the cops they got to pay a patsy cake with these people. How are you going to be able to get a guy and even put him in cuffs if he's violating, he's resisting arrest? You resist arrest, you're going to get it. You deserve to get it. You deserve to be subdued and get a couple extra shots on top of it, such as you don't do that again. Now, if you're a Catholic and they're doing that to you for some unjust reason, fine. Then you bring your thing to the court. You suffer as a martyr or whatever. But we know in most, a lot of these cases, I grew up in the inner city. I seen what went on there. These kids deserved it. You're doing something wrong. You're going to pay the price. Why? Because when they would go to the court system, they would let them out. And the cop sees the guy riding a week later. Look at all these DWIs and alcoholic drunk drivers where they're killing people. And they let them out and they go out and kill people again. That's the United States of America, folks. They keep letting these guys back out and they keep letting them drive again. But it's frustrating for a police officer in that particular situation because he's giving the same guy 20 tickets and the judge is not really punishing him the way he should. But all this has to do with the, and this is interesting because the brother's going to, when you're driving, you're going to come up against police pulling you over. You never be disrespectful. If the guy's a little nasty, you don't return evil for evil. You still be respectful to him. And then you bring him to court if you have to, if he's persistent. If he did something really bad, he pulls you out and he starts really going to, well, then you sit there and you take the beating and you offer it up to the cross. Unless, now, if there's something really bad where police keep coming after us and they're making us do something sinful or they're pressing us to a point where it's really bad, well, then there has to be an open declared war if the judge doesn't help us. But you generally, the way it is right now, even, you can go to a judge and take your case before the court. That's the way we do it. But my point is still, you still respect the police officer. I don't care. He's the guy that's in charge of you in that particular arena. You don't want no police officers? Go ahead and see what's going to happen if you don't have no police officers in this particular, and in any country. I don't care how pagan it is. Even they know you need to have police officers to have some semblance of order. That's why our Lord told us you have to obey all your rulers, no matter whether they're Catholic or not, and all your leaders, except if they try to make you do something sinful or impossible. That's the rule. You get, and you always be respectful to police officers. I always, in town even, I've always had a high respect for them anyway. I always did. I don't care. Even since I was a kid, I had a lot of my friends were police officers. I always did. I mean, it's something that they even that was one of the things people would aspire to, which was a good thing. I'm not talking about the fact that the whole system's corrupt. Now it's another sad thing where you got a guy entering the department. He wants to do the right thing. Surprise, surprise, you're not really going to be able to do the right thing the way you want to do it because the criminals aren't going to be punished the way they should, and there's a lot of bad cops. But that's another issue. You can't use that as an excuse for you to break the law. Okay, is there any other questions on that?
Salem says after Rodney King's beating, he says, can we all just get along?
Oh, yeah. Can we all get along? You mean, can't we all continue to speed and break the law and almost kill people? Oh, wait. Think about that. This is, they said, can't we all get along? What do you mean? What are you talking about? You were speeding. You almost murdered people. Is that what you call getting along? Murdering people? He didn't hit nobody, but he could have. He could have. Is that what you mean by getting along? Where was his respect for the people that he could have hit? The people he could have killed with that speeding bullet? That speeding car? You know the criminals, they have 1,000 excuses. And they're out there hurting the other people, and we're pansying up to these people and making it like, oh, it's not their fault or the way they were brought up. I don't care what the reason is. And I'll say, when I grew up, for instance, another little story in Newark, New Jersey, right? We, it's almost all Italian neighborhood, and we had a few Irishmen and Germans mixed in, but mostly Italian. And Jews would run all the shops and all that in certain areas. But we never thought in our life this graffiti thing. If ever we got caught even saying a bad word or graffiti, whatever, soap or mouth washed out with soap, we get a beating at church, we get a beating at home, if it came to certain moral issues. Too bad they weren't concerned about the faith, then everything may have worked. But my point on this short story is that we wouldn't do graffiti. I wasn't allowed to do it, I'd get beaten. So why are these other people allowed to come into the city and put graffiti all over the place and you're not allowed to give them a beating? And if you do, you're accused of being a racist or prejudiced or some other type of thing. A savage is a savage is a savage. I don't care whether he's black or whether he's Spanish or whether he's white. And we had white trash too. And white trash, black trash, Spanish trash is all trash. And when you do something that's breaking the law and you put graffiti up, we never went in front of my neighborhood. The Italians, we went, we'll go out there and take justice into our own hands in that. And in that sense, like, you will give the kid a beating. Because if the cops did, they'd be pulled up on race charges. So, and they're robbing cars, they're putting graffiti, they're defacing public property. And then all of a sudden they turn it into some type of an artwork. It's disgusting. It's horrible. We go out there, you do graffiti on my place, you're going to pay a price on that. You're going to get a beating. And you keep doing it, you're going to get a double, then a triple beating. You know, and they would come in and they would rob cars and everything. And then when they would get caught robbing cars, they'd be out of jail in 2 weeks to a month. And they'd rob another car and rob another car. To the point where the cops were sick and tired of filling out the paperwork. They put the siren on a block before the guy said he didn't have to arrest. He's out on 1 month. But that's how our system's built upon rebellion. We don't want to be part of that rebellion at all in any way. Not even in a littlest way. All right, so you obey Caesar in all things that are not sinful and all things that are possible. Of course, if it's impossible, you can't obey him. An example like that would be if, nice to have health insurance, but Obama passes a plan now where everybody's mandatory to get it and you have to pay $200 a month to get it. So I don't have it. Lock me up! It's impossible. I don't have it. I know it's your law, but it's not possible. I don't have it. That's a dilemma they're facing with the health insurance thing. I would pay a reasonable amount if everybody could get good health insurance, but that's another issue. But that's one example I'm trying to tell you is something that's not sinful. It's good to have health insurance, but it's not possible. I'm sorry. I don't got the money. I cannot do that. It's impossible for me to do that or anything sinful. All right, and I think then that might be the end of it. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.